the police played bookies. I show up to do the interview. I arranged it in advance, and they basically said, can we do it tomorrow morning at the hotel because we're tired and it's going to sound like shit here. So I ended up showing up the next day in Troy, at the Hilton in Troy, where I couldn't tell you where it was now, but sitting in their room as they're packing up, getting ready to go to the next gig in Toronto or whatever the fuck it was they had to get to that day. And I just left the tape recorder going as they would come in and out of the room, yelling and screaming at each other because they were just, you know, this is their second show at Bookies. They played Bookies once, then they went out and they played the that funky place out of the east side or the west side of Detroit that was supposed to be a, they were going to build casinos out in like Westland or something back in the day, Canton. And there was this weird club out there that they built the club first and they were going to build the casinos around it. And they never ended up building casinos. So they played out there, center stage. I can't remember the name of the place. And they came back to play Bookies because they felt Bookies would be better for them to play. So, you know, they're still traveling around in a little van and all this kind of bullshit. So they have to show up at this place. And then they were already at that point at odds, who really ran the band, because it was Stewart's band. It's always been Stewart's band. He formed it and everything, and Sting was turning into this megalomaniac. And Stewart kept coming into the room and going, what is he telling you? What is he saying? It's all wrong. This is the way it was. And it was just fucking weird because I could air none of it. None of it made sense because it was like band members arguing. And then years later, this fucking documentary comes out, and I thought I had all this fucking exclusive, like really weird underground shit. And it turns out that they would do that at fucking every interview from then on out. It was always this argument about, you know, throwing food at each other and drinks. It was just weird. It was like their relationship was just, you know, cause it was Stewart's deal. He put it together. He put the thing, he handpicked these guys cause he was like the uber musician in the band at that point. Like he'd played in bands before. So when he put this thing together and Sting took off because he was, you know, good looking or whatever it was before the nose job, suddenly it was like, fuck, you're such an asshole. And so he would constantly complain about things. But I interviewed them probably 3, 4, 5 times after that. It's just really funny how some of them have, you know, good memories about those days, and some of them just had like, they don't even want to fucking talk about it.